Last week, the Peanut Standards Board's recommendations were published in the Federal Register as approved by the Agricultural Marketing Service of USDA. These comments will give new regulations for peanut standards as far as quality is concerned, not only for peanuts that are produced in America, but for peanuts that are imported into the U.S. According to USDA, these will apply to 7,500 peanut producers in America, 65 peanut handlers operating approximately 70 shelling plants, and 25 importers will be subject to these regulations under the peanut program. Another group that must comply with these new regs are 10 custom blanchers in the peanut business, 4 custom remillers, 3 oil mill operators, and 1 USDA-approved chemical labs for checking for aflatoxin. But all of those will have to go by the new rules and regulations. According to the Standards Board, there were just updates in bringing the present list of regulations up to date, and there was also an advantage to these in the fact that these outgoing standards will raise the amount of damage in a peanut coming in from a farmer from 2.4 to 3.5%. That is a change from this year that'll come up in this coming fall. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.